Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Deacon Marvin Cox, are you on the line? I think he is on the line, but I need to do something else. Listeners, if you could please bear with me. Listeners, please pray with me while we are trying to work out these issues with this technology of the phone for tonight's show. I may have to go a different avenue on tonight. I may have to go off the line and call back in. So I'm asking the listeners, if you're on the line or by way of computer, do not hang up in case I have to dial out and call back in to make sure that I have my guest on the line. I'm going to try that right now before we go into our prayer. We want to make sure we're all together on one page before we go into prayer. And again, please be praying because we know that the enemy is trying to block what God is trying to say to his people on tonight through his word. So please bear with me. Deacon Marvin Cox. Okay. I'm about to go a different avenue. I'm going to dial back into the show, guests. I mean, listeners, please do not go off the line. I'm going to dial back in.
Hello?
Deacon Marvin Cox, are you on the line? Please. If you all can hear me, just in case if my guests do not come back on the line, we're still trying to work out some technical difficulties. But again, we know that the enemy is busy, always trying to stop God's program, but we already know we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Anyway, I'm going to ask the listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me at this time while we're waiting on my guests to come back on the line. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy of all praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus that you will forgive me of all of my sins and transgressions, and not only me, but my entire family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, but that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would move by your spirit over the airways, Heavenly Father, that we will be able to get the connection that we need with my guests on tonight. We know that we already have the victory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we also ask in the name of Jesus that you will touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. We know that you are in total control at all times. And you said we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. Heavenly Father, we now ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Let them feel your presence. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now in Jesus' name that through your word that's going to go forth on tonight, that those that are listening that are not saved in Jesus' name, that something will be said through your word that will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. And ask them to come into their hearts and save them on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we ask that you would help us to decrease so that you may increase in us and that you alone will be glorified is our prayer because we know that it's not about us. It's about you. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ, and the work that he has, the finished work on the cross. And because of that, we already have the victory through Jesus Christ. And we know that he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God. So we just bless your name on tonight. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. So we pray, Lord, that you will have us have your way on tonight over the airways is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that your will be done. Again, we ask that you will block the hands of the enemy on tonight as he's trying to disrupt your word from going forth over the airways on tonight because of the different changes that we are involved in through the internet and via telephone on tonight. So we pray, Lord, that you will work it out, that you will be glorified, and we will be able to claim the victory on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and I do want to remind each listener on tonight that sometimes God will keep you lonely to keep you exclusive. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. God sometimes will keep you lonely to keep you exclusive. So I, again, I'm not sure if you all can hear me on the by way of telephone, listeners. I pray that you are able to hear me. I may have to go forth and bring forth the word of God on tonight because I see that my guest has not come back on the line. And we, again, know that we still have the victory no matter what it looks like. Even though the enemy tried to block God's plan, he may hinder it or he may stop it for a minute. But God always, and through Christ Jesus, we already have the victory. So, again, I'm still trying to wait for my guest to call in to see if he's going to be able to be heard on tonight. For those of you that are saved, you know that the enemy comes on every hand, and he tries everything that he can in his power to try to give up, to make us give up and throw in the towel and give up on God. But guess what? God would never give up on us. He promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And that's why we know that according to his word, we can cast all of our cares upon him because he said that he cares for us. And we who are saved in his name, we know without a doubt that our Heavenly Father cares for us. Even when we are not right, even when we are going against his will, even when we are in our sin, we know that God loves us. And aren't you glad that through Jesus Christ, when we do sin, when we do error, we can go to God in prayer through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins so that we can go on and move on and fulfill and walk in and live in and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for God's glory. So that's what I'm grateful on tonight, that through prayer and through our faith in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, we can go to God in prayer and we can be forgiven. And so that's why I'm so glad that God is not like man. God looks at the inner parts of us. He looks at our hearts. He searches our minds. But men, women, boys, and girls, human beings, they only can see the outer appearance of us. They see what they want to see when they look at us. But when we're saved in Jesus' name, I'm so glad that he looks at our hearts. Even though we make mistakes, even though we falter, we fail, we sin, we thank God that we are flawed, but we are still favored by God. So I did not have anything prepared on tonight. That's why I thank God that he says in his word that we are to be always ready to give an account. You know, so that's why it's important that we always should be in the presence of God in prayer so that we can know what the will of God is for our lives, because sometimes things come up in our lives just like tonight. We have a guest scheduled for tonight, and for some reason the enemy is trying to interfere, and we cannot get him through on tonight. But we're going to keep moving forward. And what we're going to talk about right now is going to be a few different topics that I'm going to be talking about pertaining to one of the books that the Lord blessed me to write. And I pray that you all please bear with me because this was unexpected. But I thank God that he always have a word for his people. And so, again, I will be standing in the gap, filling in for Deacon Marvin Cox since we have this technical difficulty on tonight. And again, I pray that you all are being able to hear me because I'm not on my computer and I cannot see my screen like I normally do because I'm on my phone. But I do pray that my voice is being heard and that the Lord is going to be glorified even through this word on tonight. So if you have your Bibles and your pens, if you can turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Again, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We're going to be talking about the universe, God's universe that God created himself. See, man has a way of thinking that they are in control of things and they have put things together. But the word of God lets us know that the worlds were framed by God, not man. And that's why I'm glad that God, he is in total control. He's in charge. And that's why I'm so glad and grateful that God knew he had to subdue everything and call everything into existence before man was even formed from the dust of the earth. Because had he allowed man to be in charge or become into existence before all the other things that he called into existence by his word, I believe that man would try to take the credit for it. So I thank God that he created everything and he created man last before he breathed his breath into the nostrils of man, that's when man became a living soul. So aren't you grateful on tonight that God is in control and he knows exactly what he's doing? And so, again, the word of God tells us that the worlds were framed by God and not man. So as we look in Hebrews, I'm going to be looking coming from the King James Version of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11, I'm going to start at verse number 3, which tells us that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, only God himself could place the sun, he could place the moon and the stars into the atmosphere. And it all goes back to what I said earlier. No man can take credit for the existence of the sun, the S-U-N, the moon, nor the stars that are in the atmosphere. No man can take credit for their existence. But yet there are some, believe it or not, there are some that are still trying and to say, and they are still saying and trying to prove in this present age and time that they can prove otherwise. In other words, they're trying to call God a liar. And we know that God is not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie. And neither is his son Jesus a man that he should repent. So, yes, man has a mind and has every right to believe whatsoever he chooses. For God has given us all free will. Again, God has given you and I free will to choose and decide for ourselves. Again, many scientists, many astrologists, and biologists who strongly and honestly in their own hearts and minds, they really believe that through science and theory, that God did not call these things into existence because he simply saw them in his mind and then spoke them to come forth with his word. But they themselves caused it. See, they're trying to call God a liar. They're trying to say man had something to do with this. But we know otherwise. We know the truth. See, man still needs to know, even to this day, man needs to know that Satan is really good at what he does. For it is here where we see that the great deceiver of man's heart at work. Again, we see the great deceiver of man hard at work, where he has man still, talking about the enemy, he still have man to this present day and time believing otherwise, believing that man had something to do with the sun, the S-U-N, the moon and the stars being in, placed in the atmosphere. But the fact and the truth of the matter is man could not have brought these things forth. There's no way. And why? Could they have not have done this? Man was nowhere around when God spoke these things into existence. See, that's what it goes. That's why it goes back to me saying, I am grateful, and I'm sure you are too, that God created everything before he created man. He created man last. And this is one of the reasons why, again, man was nowhere around when God spoke the moon, the sun, and the stars into existence, into the atmosphere. God himself said in the beginning of time, way back in the book of Genesis, in the Old Testament, the first book of the Bible, Jesus, God says, let there be in everything he called forth. And that is now to this very day that we see. And you know what? The best thing that man can do is guess or think how everything that God spoke came to be. Again, only man can guess or think how God spoke everything to be in existence that we see today. Everything which includes the universe, the earth, and also man himself. Therefore, this rules out the idea or belief of the Big Bang Theory. Now, this is my personal opinion. Some of you may agree, some of you may disagree, but I say this rules out any belief or idea, talking about when man speaks, scientist speaks about the Big Bang Theory. Also, man's thoughts and beliefs regarding the giant fiery ball that some past and present scientists, astrologists, and biologists, among others, still believe that a fireball fell from space and collided and hit Earth. And soon after, a so-called occurrence, according to them, is how man and the universe came to be. That's what man says. But in my opinion, in my personal opinion, you may agree. Some of you may disagree. But in my personal opinion, that it is so far from the truth, which is a myth, any idea of some man's imagination. So I'm saying that that's a myth. It's not the truth. It's far from the truth that some men, some scientists, some biologists can really think in their hearts and minds and believe that the universe and that man and the sun and the stars came about because man had something to do with it. However, the truth in this case is this is another trick of the enemy. Again, the truth of the matter in this case is that the enemy, this is another trick of the enemy, the devil, to get man to discredit God as man's creator. See, that's what the enemy tries to do. He's trying to get man so puffed up and so blindsided and so off track that man think that he has something to do with the stars being placed in the universe, in the sky, and that man has something to do with the moon, the stars, and all. They believe that man has something to do with all of this stuff that man had nothing to do with. It all boils down to man do not want to give God the credit. And so it goes back to what we said earlier. I am so glad that God is in total control. He's in charge. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's why he made man last, because he knew that had he made man first and all these other things came afterward, man would try to take the credit for it. So God is immutable. Once again, God is immutable. He is the only one who can see and do something and make something out of nothing. Once again, God is immutable. He is the only one who can do something and make something out of nothing. And we as Christians, we believe this to be one of the reasons why it is so hard to get non-believers of Jesus Christ to believe God's word over man's opinion of how God created the universe and man. The beginning, talking about faith. We must never forget, no matter how bad we think we have sinned, we must remember and know that God has promised each one of us that there is no sin too big that man cannot be forgiven of by and through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. God has made it so simple for mankind, for when we do sin, that we can go to in prayer through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and we can ask God to forgive us of our sin. And that's why we must thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. I thank God for Jesus Christ myself. I know that I am not the only one. I know that there are many of you that are listening who are tuned in that are saved in Jesus' name. You are grateful that you know without a doubt that when you err, when you sin, when you falter, that you can go to God in prayer through Jesus Christ and be forgiven and be restored and be placed back in right fellowship with God, and that way we can continue to move in and walk in and live in and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for his glory. So that's why it's so important. We must know. We must stand on the word of God. We must know what the word of God tells us, and then we must stand on God's word. Because, again, the enemy, he is cunning. He is sneaky. He's tricky, and he's still doing what he does. He's still goes around the earth seeking whom he may devour. He is still on his mission to kill, steal, and destroy families, ministries, churches, marriages, communities, even nations. So, again, the enemy has no shame. So we got to know who's in control. The enemy has limited power, but we serve a God, an awesome God, who has all power in heaven and in earth. It is in his hands. And see, the enemy knows that one day he's going to have to bow down and recognize before the whole world and open his mouth and acknowledge who Jesus is. And that goes the same for those that do not accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. While the blood is running warm in your veins, if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, while you have breath in your body, and God forbid you slip up and you leave this world without having Jesus in your life, guess what? You too will end up where Satan is going to end up, and that's exactly what he knows. So that's why he's trying to keep so many people that are still spiritually blind. He want to keep you that way so that he know in the end that he will have your soul in eternity, throughout eternity, in hell with him. So that can be avoided, but you have a choice to make. If you are listening to my voice on tonight, if you know that you're not saved, you have a choice. And you can make up your mind, you can make that decision even right now while you're listening to my voice, and open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God made it really simple. See, man tried to make it hard, but God made it simple. It's plain and simple. Just mean it from your heart. Open your mouth and confess your sins to Jesus Christ and to God, and ask him to come into your heart and save you from your sins, because God wants you to be saved. It is not his desire that any souls should be lost or perished. And that is not the desire of any saved Christian that really love the Lord, who really love God, and who's trying to walk upright and be pleasing to God. It's not any of our desires either to see anyone soul leave this world and go to hell and spend through eternity in hell, which can be avoided. And how can it be avoided? We thank God for Jesus Christ. He made it all possible that no souls should have to be lost. But again, the choice, the decision is yours. God do not force himself on anyone. He give you a freedom of choice to choose you this day whom you shall serve. God also reminds man in the book of 2 Timothy. He reminds me, he reminds you, every Christian. Jesus reminds us again in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, which says to us, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Verse number 10 says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. My faith and my soul say marvelous of thy works. The universe within itself is a wonder to mankind. I agree also with King David when he tells us in Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 14. The book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Then we can also look in the book of Revelations. In the book of Revelations, chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Once again, Revelation chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says, And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? That's a good question. For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. So we see today that all sorts of explorations, experiments, and surveys are still being conducted in ways to help man determine and figure out and understand the wonders of God. There are some that say and truly believe that the earth is billions of years old, while others say it is a couple of million years old. The truth of the matter in this case brings up another question. How can any man say or prove this to be a fact when man had not been made by God at that time. So again, how can man determine how old the earth is, how old the world is? Only God knows that real and true answer. So also in my heart, and so I believe, again, some of you may agree, some of you may disagree, but in my heart, and so I believe that God allows man to only go so far before he intervenes. Because sometimes man can go too far, and God has to remind us who he is and that all power in heaven and earth is in his hand. And we have limited power. So the enemy tried to puff up our hearts and our minds and make us think that we can think things that we want to think, that we can do whatever we want. But God lets us know, you know, sometimes man can go too far in his interventions. But so we thank God that he knows exactly where to step in. We get to this case in point right here. That is why I personally believe that mankind today is experiencing climate changes, all types of unheard of diseases, some untreatable. Again, some of these diseases that are unheard of, they are untreatable. We hear so much about all the different hurricanes and storms. And we even hear now that it snows in places where it has never snowed before. Believe it or not, China and the pyramids in Egypt are prime examples. Well, they had not seen snow in over 100 years up until the winter of year 2013. Wow. So God is letting us know that he's in control. See, man has no control over the weather. They think that it's only supposed to rain or snow in certain places. But God is letting man know, through even through the weather, I cause this thing to happen upon my time, not yours. And then again, I also believe that God has warned man to, you know, what I meant to say, that I believe that if God had wanted man to be on the moon or other planets, he would have either put us there or made better provisions for man to get there. But see, we see now, and I believe that to a certain degree, that God do not mind man exploring space because this is the universe and it all belongs to God, and we are a part of the universe, and the universe is connected to man and also to God. So now I believe that to a certain degree, I don't believe that man is going too far as to as certain aspects of trying to find out information about what's out in the universe and pertaining to the moon and the stars and the different galaxies and planets. But sometimes God will, even in that, allow man only to go so far, because sometimes we can get out of control, and that's another trick of the enemy. The Lord would allow us to go one distance, but then the enemy would tell you you can go further. But when the Lord said, no, you do not cross this line, but the enemy would put in man's mind that, no, I'm going to do what I want to do no matter what God says. I can do whatever I want to, but God lets us know, no, I'm in total control. I run this. I made this world, I made the universe, and I made man. So we have to stand on the word of God, and we see by example, even to the point that when man in the different space shuttles, some of them did not even make it halfway to the atmosphere before they exploded. Something went wrong because God let them know you're going too far. You know, I think, again, that he don't mind us exploring or trying to learn new things about the world and the earth and about God and how we are connected to him. But sometimes man can go too far, and God has to let us know and remind us, you know, who he is and that he is in control, and not man and not the enemy, but God is in total control. So that's why I'm glad that we, as human beings, we are connected to God, and we are also, believe it or not, we are also connected to the universe. Some people don't believe that. I am so grateful that God is in control, and this is another my belief pertaining to my faith in God, that I have enough faith to believe that God knows what he's doing when it even comes down to human beings. In this one book God, the Universe, and Man that I have written that the Lord has blessed me to write. It even goes into detail about the powerfulness of God, the awesomeness of God, when it even comes down to human beings. God, how marvelous God has created the human body. And see, man tried to even take credit for human beings to the point they're even trying to clone human beings now, and that's going too far. See, God is intervening in that also, letting man know that you have gone too far. See, man, they want to clone babies. They're trying to clone animals and make doubles. Now, if God wanted doubles of anything, he would have made doubles. He knows what he's doing. He's in charge. See, it goes back to this. When we're talking about the human form, the human being, man cannot cause bones to grow within a mother's womb while she's pregnant, carrying an unborn child. Man cannot make babies' bones grow within the mother's womb. He cannot allow the blood to flow. He do not create the blood to flow. He do not create the brain, the mind, the nervous system, the tissues that are in the body. Only God could do that. Now, God is awesome. God is amazing. And it's a wonder to me as to how God could even create, form a human being inside of another to the point that the umbilical cord is connected to the mother and the baby. And that's how the baby is fed. When the mother eats, the baby eats through the umbilical cord. See, man is still trying to take even credit for that. But that's another trick of the enemy. Don't be bamboozled by the enemy. Don't get fooled and don't get tricked by the enemy, people of God. And that's what he's doing. He's trying in so many different ways. Not only is he trying to dispute God's credibility about God creating the earth, the universe, the sun and the moon and the stars, but also even when it comes down to mankind himself, the enemy is trying to take credit for that also. But we know that God is in control. Aren't you glad to know that God is in total control and that he's not like man? And that's why I'm so glad that God says in his word that we can cast all of our cares upon him, because he truly cares for us. Sometimes man can say that they care for you or they love you, but they will only care for you or love you to a certain point or a certain degree. But God loves us through it all. Even when we sin, God still loves us. He do not love our sin, but he loves us because he made us. And we are from God. We are connected to God because we are a part of God through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. That's how we are connected to God, through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I am grateful tonight that I know without a doubt that I am connected to God. I am connected to God. I am connected to the universe. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. See, sometime again, we as people, we don't give God the credit that and the reverence that's due his name because of who he is. God is an amazing God. He is in a class all by himself. He is the most high. He sits high and he looks low, and he have all power in heaven and earth in his hands. So if you have your Bibles open, I pray that you do. We're going to take a look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. Chapter 41, verse 10 in the book of Isaiah. And here it says to us who are the believers in Jesus Christ, he tells us, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And also, if you go look down further over into the 64th chapter of Isaiah, still in Isaiah, King James Version of the Bible, if you look in the 64th chapter of Isaiah, in the 4th verse, it says to us, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, neither have the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what he has prepared for him that waiteth for him." So now hopefully you can see even clearer how God, the universe, and man are connected. See, man has been warned in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 11 through 18. We have been warned. Again, man has been warned in Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 11 through 18. And the warning says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built godly things, and has built godly houses and dwelt therein. Verse 13 says, and when thy herd and thy flock multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Verse 16 says, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, with thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Do you hear what they said? And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. Forgetting all about God provided it for you. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, and he that establisheth his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. See, again, man today has seemed to have forgotten God, and they try to live as they please. Until God permits or allow a horrible thing to come upon us, or mankind, such as we're talking about these hurricanes again, today mankind seems to have forgotten God and they want to live as they please. But until God step in, God, he will sometimes permit or allow horrific things to come upon us, such as what we talked about earlier, the hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, airplanes falling from the sky, wars and rumors of wars, storms, diseases, and many other things that we see and hear on the news today. The question here, how many of these things, among others not mentioned, will it have to take before we, mankind, before we realize that it is only because of God's grace and mercy that we is not consumed or destroyed due to man's failure to recognize and acknowledge God for who and all that he is. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 1, and then verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 1, and then verses 13 and 14. Again, God is warning man again. In verse 1, he says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And verse number 13 says, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail has God given to the sons of men to be exercised therewith. And then finally, verse 14 says, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, the S-U-N, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Therefore, this also proves to me, and probably most likely to some of you all as well, that God is in total control, not man. Again, God is in total control. The Most High God, our Heavenly Father and Creator, He is in total control at all times, not man. No matter how much man try to think that he is in charge, no matter how the enemy try to make man think that he's in charge or in control, God is in total control at all times. See, God's supernatural power and his spoken word shows mankind that those which are saved in the name of Jesus Christ are his followers. And how do we know this? We can find it in the book of John, John chapter 13, 35. Again, John chapter 13, verse 35 tells us and reminds us, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. So here we see that we are reminded once again that when we do this, when we have love, and when we are followers of Jesus Christ, we are letting the world see that all men shall know that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ when we have love for one another. So, again, when we do this, God himself empowers us. He empowers you. He empowers me to love him first. Again, we are to love God first. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto us. Then he says, seek God to love him first, and then we are to love one another. And how do we do this? Through the Holy Spirit of God. Through the Holy Spirit. Not the flesh, but through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we can glorify God and not man. Why is this? Because only God can make such a request of all men. We now turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Tells us that now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I have heard so many people misquote this scripture. They forget the now part. They would start off with faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But here in the Word of God, it says now. That means right now. Now, that's the key word besides faith. Now, right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then also in Hebrews chapter 11, look at verse number 3. It says, through faith, only through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by God, by the word of God. See, it goes all back to the beginning. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The worlds were framed, brought to an existence through God's spoken word, and when all comes to an end, as we know it, it will all end with him, God, and God alone. Again, the world was framed. The world was brought into existence through God's spoken word. And guess what? When it's all said and done, when it all comes to an end, as we know it right now, guess what? It will all end with God and God alone. So now we're going to take a look at portion of the universe. We talked about that at the beginning, about how the universe was framed by the word of God. And we talked about a little bit about faith and about how it takes faith to please God. And see, there's no other way that we can please God without faith. It takes faith to please God. So if you're trying to please God any other way, you got to remember it takes faith. Faith moves the hand of God on your behalf and on my behalf. Faith is the key. So the question that the late Reverend James Cleveland in one of his songs says, where is your faith? Where is your faith in God today? So we are trying to move along as we continue to move forward in this word on tonight. Again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and I am filling in for Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight because of technical difficulties. But we're going to continue to pray that the Lord will intervene, that on the next show that we will have everything in order so we'll be able to get my guest on the line without any interference. But in the meantime, we will continue to move forward in the word on tonight. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has ordained that we should walk in them. Wow. God is excellent in all his ways. For such a time as this present age, he uses his word even still today and his servants to show his love for man, as he tells us in Ephesians, and that's what I just read. And I'm going to say that again. He is excellent in all his ways for such a time as this present age. He uses even his word today and his servants today to show his love for man, as he tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, which I just read. We're going to look a little bit about the universe. Even for such a time as this, it is now more important that we take a closer look at the universe and man and realize they are out of order. Yes, even today, the universe and man are out of order. And why do I say this? Because, as you remember, on September 2015, some scientists, and some of you may not have ever heard or read about this, some scientists are still debating about climate change. They're still giving credit to the gods of this world, the gods, the lower G, the gods of this world, where man is more materialistic. They are looking now more than ever for new ways of splitting eggs. That's what I was talking about earlier, about cloning. They're trying to come up with new ways of splitting eggs and developing unborn fetuses into more than one woman at a time. Now, that isn't a trick of the enemy. Supposedly, they are supposed to be checking for diseases, etc. See, this is all boils down to sin. Sin is still running rapid through man as it was in the beginning. When God got so angry that he said that he was sorry he even made man, he was about to destroy man until Jesus Christ, his son, asked his father to prepare him a body so that he can come down into this sinful world and pay our sin debt with his own blood. So I thank God that we are connected to God, and we are connected to God through the universe and also through man. Now, I pray that something has been said on tonight that you bear with me. I thank God for you, the listeners, that you bear with me. And I do apologize for my guests not being able to come on the air on tonight. But we're going to continue to pray that the Lord will intervene, that we will correct this, so we will be able to have my guests on for this coming Saturday. Next Thursday night. So continue to pray that everything will work out in our favor, that God's word will still be able to go forth with power, and that souls can still be saved through God's word. So as we ready to close out on tonight, I'm asking our listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you that you are in total control at all times. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are connected to you. Man is connected to through your word and through the universe. We are connected. So we thank you for your word on tonight. We pray, Lord, that to any listener have been listening on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, that a word has gone forth, that they will be able to open their own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name, so that they will come to know walk in and live in and fulfill that the own individual God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray now that you will move by your Spirit and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow, that your word will go forth with power to the saving of many souls, the backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified is our prayer in Jesus' name. All the people of God said, amen. Well, that's our show for tonight. Again, I do apologize, but those that are saved in Jesus' name, I know that you do understand because the enemy always is trying to rear his ugly head. But we still thank God that we have the victory through Jesus Christ, our beloved Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Find yourself in the house of worship, giving God praise and glory and worship on tomorrow because he is worthy to be praised. Until the next time, good night.